Okay, welcome to January 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because history is important. I don't necessarily mean memorizing dates and people's names and stuff like that. I'm talking about the concept of history. Because one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going around in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So in that regard, yes, history is important. By the way, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson and let me know what you think about today's show. This is not a political science class, it's just history. History is already controversial enough and it doesn't need my help, but it could sure use yours. So while I am not here to tell you my opinion, I definitely want to hear yours. So let me know what you think, and thanks very much for that. I assembled this podcast in a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. And now on to today's headlines. Gold is discovered in California, plus the first canned beer goes on sale. Henry O'Sullivan patents rubber heels for shoes. Christian Nelson patents the Eskimo pie. And the 49ers beat the Bengals in Super Bowl 16. All right, so now here I go. 1848. Gold discovered in California. John Sutter wasn't the first one to see it. He was the third, and I'll get to that here in a minute. Swiss immigrant John Sutter moved into Alta California under Mexican ownership of the time, and became a Mexican citizen and scored 50,000 acres in the Sacramento Valley at the convergence of the Sacramento and American rivers. He named it New Helvetia, which means New Switzerland, and set up an agricultural and trading colony. He had local Indians working for him, but he treated them as little more than slaves. And if they ever escaped, they were brought back to face brutal whippings or even death. As more Euro-Anglos came to move to California, the Mexican-American War started. California, as a result, became a possession of the United States. On January 24, 1848, James Marshall was building a sawmill and discovered flakes of gold. He then ran to tell John Sutter, and that is how Sutter became the second person to discover gold, right after Marshall, who was, of course, the first. This was actually published in the San Francisco newspapers, but nobody believed the story. Sutter gathered as much gold flakes as he could while it was in secret, but the secret was soon out, and in just a few months, a tremendous stampede came to California, completely overrunning Sutter's fort. The local newspapers closed down because everybody who worked there were panning for gold and didn't care about the newspaper. By 1852, Sutter was bankrupt and passed away in 1880. He might be pleased to know that his legacy still stands in the New Helvetia Brewery that's right here in Sacramento on Broadway. Check it out. Speaking of beer, 1935. First canned beer goes on sale. Brought to us by the Gottfried Kruger Brewing Company. Prior to this, there were canned foods, but canned beer was a new concept. This invention capitulated the success of Kruger's Brewery to one of the top-selling beer makers in America, right up there with Anheuser-Busch, Pabst, and Schlitz. And why not? This way, the consumer won't need to pay a deposit, cans were easier to stack, more durable, and took less time to chill. These days, Esquire Mag rates Dale's Pale Ale to be the best canned beer. 1899. Humphrey O'Sullivan, an Irish immigrant laborer who came to the United States, patented the rubber heel for shoes. O'Sullivan worked in a print shop in Lowell, Massachusetts, where standing on the shop floor all day resulted in sore feet and other ailments. To ease his aching feet, he started to stand on a small rubber mat, which acted as a makeshift cushion. It proved to be a good idea, saving O'Sullivan from further physical stress, though his print shop colleagues kept taking the mat for their own personal use. It's fine, he still got the patent. 1922, Eskimo Pie is patented by Christian K. Nelson of Iowa. And no, he was not an Eskimo. He made an empire of chocolate-covered ice cream on a steak. You're welcome, world. And finally, 1982, the 49ers beat the Bengals 26-21 in Super Bowl 16. Joe Montana was the MVP, Diana Ross sang the national anthem, and the halftime show was performed by Up With People doing a tribute to 60s and Motown music. A 30-second commercial back then cost $324,000. And John Madden and Pat Summerall announced the game. And so that's going to wrap it up for January 24th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's episode. For instance, is there anything you care to add to the Gold Rush story? Or what's your favorite canned beer? I'm not sure if I'm going to go for Dale's. I think I'd rather have a Coors, just so you know. Not Coors Light, Coors, because I'm very picky about my beer, even if it is in a can. Or why are we talking about the Eskimo pie in the dead of winter? I think I'll wait a few months on that one, thank you. So yeah, let me know what you think. And while you're on the website, you can take a shot at some of the multiple choice quizzes that are on there. So have fun with those. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Black Brant Scare, plus the Oriental Telephone Company, Civil War news with General Burnside, as well as Super Bowl news, since it is, after all, that time of year. So don't miss that. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Good night now.